You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to The Drive. Jay Binkley, Rob Brenton, producing the operation. Carrington back tomorrow. Kansas City Royals, Pittsburgh Pirates tonight. Vern gets you going at 5:30 for Vern's On Deck show. Noah Cameron out of St. Joe, the starter for the Royals tonight. Rob, you going out to any of the Pirates games? Or are you backing off because no Skeens?
I'm backing off because no Skeens. I will get full
but
disclosure.
But if Skeens was here, you'd be here.
Skeens was here, I'd be at the ballpark. Full disclosure, when the Pirates kind of manipulated their, you know, rotation for who's starting what day and when, me and Carrington were texting. We were like, are we going to miss Skeens? And we looked it up. We are going to miss Skeens. And our interest in going to games this week dropped significantly. I would have paid to go out there and see Skeens. He is must-see TV. But Andrew Heaney is not must-see TV, so he's not be out there tonight.
Why are they doing this? Our teams manipulating their starting pitchers? Because the Royals' offense?
I think it's
throw anybody at them.
I think it's mostly because it's just that time of year where you're kind of leaning up against the break and there's some off days coming up. Like, let's not burn out our guy. You can get an extra off day plus the upcoming off week. You know, he's a candidate for maybe starting the All-Star game. Skeens is because he's been so good. So
well, like, I would have started him now in this series because
the
All-Star game is not until Tuesday.
If you start him Monday, though, he starts again Friday. Now he can't start Tuesday. So maybe if you start him Sunday, then he can start. You know, get the off day. Like, you can kind of manipulate it so he's the star of the All-Star game. That would be my guess, more so than the Royals' offense.
Well, he's definitely must-see TV. I remember last year just was texting Kling and Bob and stuff like that. Hey, you watching Skeens? Skeens Day pitching, but you're not going to be able to see him. And that kind of sucks. Well, Josh Vernier, of course, is on all the different shows throughout the week. And, of course, pregame and postgame, as Vern always does, has you set for Royals baseball. It's good. Yeah, he is the number one Royals source, in my opinion. But anyway, Vern today on should this team sell or not regarding the future of the organization. What would Vern think? What's Vern going to do? Because I was thinking about this a lot this weekend. Well, the Royals still in it. You don't want to wave the white flag. You don't want to say, hey, we're done. We don't want to be a quitter. What does Vern think about long-term with this organization? Better to sell or not?
Obviously, I'm concerned about the long-term health of this organization, but you know, we have, what, 71 games to go? More than half of those at Kauffman Stadium down the stretch? And I'm all for making smart moves, right? Moving a Michael Lorenzen, a Mark Canna, if somebody calls, a Seth Lugo. Expiring contracts, mm-hmm. to me, that doesn't necessarily reflect a team that's waving the white flag. That's not true selling. Moving Lugo, Lorenzen, Canna, in my opinion. But if I'm John Sherman, I think what I'm telling J.J. Piccolo is, yeah, you can move Seth Lugo as long as you can prove to me that it's not a...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
A white flag. And right now, to me, it is. It is a white flag, or at least if I'm JJ, I don't know if I can make a case to John Sherman that it's not a white flag, because I don't know who takes a spot in the rotation.
I'm 100% with Vern there, because there's certain moves, like Kama, these type of things, even Lorenzen. To me, I'm with Vern. I don't think that's really waving the white flag. To me, making a Lugo move, that's a white flag. That's 100% what that is, Rob. You have to make a decision real quick. Because usually you say June 1st, then you guys bring on Denny and stuff. He always talks about that June and stuff. But as we sit here on July 7th, you make a move with Lugo going forward right around the All-Star break or before the trade deadline on the 31st, that's 100% a white flag.
So here's my thing. I don't totally disagree with you and Vern. I think we're kind of in lockstep here. But I don't think that trading Seth Lugo is a white flag. I get Vern's point, and you echo it here. Like, if you trade Seth Lugo today, who jumps in the rotation? That's a fair question to ask. But I look at last year's Tigers team. You know what the Tigers did at the deadline? They were 52-55. They were sub-500, and they were quasi in the race, but not really in the race. They traded Jack Flaherty to the Dodgers. Now, Jack Flaherty is very good. Like that. Now, he eventually re-signed in Detroit, but that was a player of Seth Lugo's caliber. They traded him. They also traded their best bullpen arm. And you know what? They had enough faith in their system. They had enough faith in their guys that, hey, we can trade these two pieces. We can still be competitive down the stretch. And we are stronger in the next year and beyond. The Royals could do that. If Cole Reagans comes back and is healthy, which is a massive question mark, if you can get him back and healthy, you can trade Seth Lugo, and there's your ready-made replacement. Kyle Wright's been toiling around the minors. I know he had a setback recently. Maybe he in a month could be a guy that comes up. No one preseason talking about Noah Cameron, and now he might be your second-best starting pitcher. So there are bodies to replace him, and I look at the Royals prospect list, and it's a woof. It's a lot of old guys who've been kicking around the minors for a long time.
A lot of catchers, though.
And then Carter Jensen is obviously a
good Blake Mitchell, your top two prospects are catchers.
Like, so it's either guys who are a long way off or, you know, who are a little bit older than the level. So if you can trade Lugo, if you can trade Schreiber, if you can trade Lorenzen, I'm talking about expiring contracts similar to Vern, and you can make 2026 stronger, yeah, you take a half step back in 2025, but right now, they're already a half step back in 2025 because the guys they trust aren't producing. So I don't view it as a white flag to trade Seth Lugo, and I think the Royals would be irresponsible to not trade Seth Lugo unless somehow they're in first place at the deadline, which just isn't happening.
No, it's not going to happen, but I do consider a Lugo move, I consider it a white flag move. I consider that throwing the towel in, you're done. Canna, things like that, it's no big deal. You just got to do what you can. And I keep hearing this notion that Seth Lugo, they could, because they technically can. Like, if he goes somewhere else, they technically could re-sign him next year because he'll be a free agent. He has that option here with the Royals. They could bring him back. I don't see that happening. Once that he's gone, I don't think you'll ever see him again. Now, is Kyle Wright the answer? Like you said, can you just throw him in there? Guy led the major leagues in wins a couple years ago with the Braves. He's been hurt. He's coming back. Is that a guy you could throw in there? Man, that's the thing. That's the thing. You see this team, and they frustrate you to no end because you see that offense and not scoring. But then they have those games, like against the D-backs at times, the first one and the last one. You think, man, I like the way this team is hitting. You saw it down in Texas against the Rangers. You said, wow, look at this team. Look what happens when your stars produce. Look what happens when Witt and Perez and Vinny are all on the same page and doing damage. And then you're getting production from the bottom of your lineup. Like Kyle Isbell's getting on and getting doubles. You think, all right, I like this team. So when you make a move like that with a veteran player like that, I think it screams a message that not this year. I think the third wild card, man, I think it's a curse and it's a blessing for – I think it's a blessing for MLB fans to think, okay, we've still got a chance. We're still in it. And I think it's really caused some concern with front offices, hey, do we make a move or not? Because right now as the Royals sit, they're 5.5 games back from that last wild card position. But sitting right in front of them, well, right now the wild cards would be the Yanks, the Rays, and the Mariners. And then 2.5 games back are the Sox that are getting Bregman back. The Rangers still sitting there just 4 games back. 4.5 the Angels, and the Twins are 5. And I don't believe in the Twins. I think they'll find a way to screw things up because that's just what they do. But they're 5, and the Royals sit in front of them. So you'd have to jump the Twins, the Angels. I think that could happen easily. And then you got to jump the Rangers and the Red Sox. Very feasible things. You saw how good the Royals were when they went down and played Texas in Arlington. They swept them. And the Red Sox, yeah, I don't believe. Teams that are completely, I would say, out of it, even though Baltimore's played better, I'll give them that, even though they're just 6-4 in the last 10, they have won 3 in a row. Baltimore's 7.5 back. And you say, well, the Royals is 5.5 games back. Baltimore's making it too close for comfort, to be honest with you, because they're playing better. And then you got Cleveland sitting 7 games back. So they're sitting, what, 1.5 games back from the Royals. I thought this would be a 2-horse race in this division, the Tigers and the Royals. Clearly, it's going to be the Tigers' division. Then it's the Royals. Can they make the wild card or not? But conceivably, you have the Athletics and the White Sox of teams. That's it. That's the American League teams that I would say have zero chance to make the postseason. Other teams, you have a great week. You go undefeated for a week, and all of a sudden, you're talked about again. Because I look at the American League, it's so jumbled up. And a move like Lugo can change in the standings. You sit 5.5 back now, you can make ground up with that. It's not the end-all, be-all. Definitely not white flag material at that point. See what happens this week. See what happens against Pittsburgh. See what happens against the Mets before you go into the All-Star game. But it's more of a wait and see. The old adage of you are what you are in June, I do believe in that. You are what you are kind of in June 1st. But when you have that extra wild card, it makes things different because you, quote, always think you still have a chance. Unless you're the Athletics, unless you're the White Sox, you got a chance. Wouldn't move a horse like Lugo. Yeah, if you think it'll help your team long-term, I get it. But the thing about me is, I look at this, and you're wasting that elite talent. We talked about the Steelers earlier with Rodgers. Like, if they're not going to go out and just try to win, there was no reason to bring him in. Unless you're, I mean, they went out and made that move for DK. You bring in Rodgers. They want to win now, and I get it. They're building things up. They have those 12 draft picks next year. Drafts in Pittsburgh, do it. But you got to maximize your potential. It's like having an elite quarterback. Are you going to give him a line? Are you going to give him receivers? Are you going to maximize your window? Because I see windows, especially in the NFL, teams don't capitalize on. What the Chiefs have done going to 7 straight AFC title games is ridiculous. Teams don't do it. They fall off the map. Look at all the Super Bowl champions that aren't named the Kansas City Chiefs. They fall right off that map as soon as they win it. Boom, they're on the back of the milk carton. But in baseball, when you have a pitching staff like this, like when do you ever see the Royals having this good of a pitching staff? That's the question they have to ask themselves. You're going to have this good of a pitching staff next year, the year after, year after? Probably not. You're not going to have it. This pitching staff right now is elite. You can win with this pitching staff. You get into the postseason, can you win short series with this pitching staff? 100% you can.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.